Hi, I'm Conroy Lewis, pastor of Grace Baptist Church in Syracuse, New York, your radio pastor for the day. I'd like to take a few moments to share with you about embracing humility as a servant of God. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, the Apostle Paul is writing to the church at Corinth, and he says in verse 1, "This is how one should regard us, as servants of Christ." See, Paul was telling the church that they were asking the wrong questions. Their focus was on status and fame and power in the church. And so they're asking questions like, who is the big shot in the church? Is it Paul or Apollos or Peter? Who is the better teacher? I want to be with that guy. So Paul says to them that that mindset has no place in the life of a Christian or in the life of a church. It will destroy a church. Instead, he says, as Christians, we should view ourselves as servants of Christ. The word for servant that is used here is the word huperetes, which literally means under rower. It was used of the galley slaves in the lowest level of the ship who were assigned to row the ship. In other words, an under rower in the kingdom of God is having an attitude that says, it's not about me or my fame or my title in the church. As a servant, I will do whatever it takes to keep this ministry moving forward. No job is too low for me. That's the mindset of an under rower. Not only should we understand who we are as servants, but we should also understand who we serve. Paul says we are servants of Christ. He is our Savior, our Master, and our King. He calls the shots in our lives. We live under His Lordship, and we live under the authority of His Word. He is our commanding officer. In fact, in Philippians chapter 2, Paul points to Christ as our supreme example when it comes to humility. In that marvelous passage of scripture, he writes, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross." Just imagine what our churches would look like if that was the prevailing mindset among God's people. It would be revolutionary. May God help us as we seek to embrace humility as servants of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm Conroy Lewis, pastor of Grace Baptist Church in Syracuse, New York, your radio pastor for the day.